Listen, the copy says if your dog could talk, this is the thing. Monty be talking.
Hello.
All right. Your dog communicates to you. You know when you've had your dog or your puppy for a long time, you start getting those cues as to what they like and what they don't like. And what I'm trying to say is that when you see their excitement and their grin and their smile at you and you just know they're communicating, Mama, I like this, that this is going to be Ollie. Okay, every single time it's going to be Ollie. Why? Why is your dog going to like Ollie? Because it's clean. It's fresh nutrition in 5 drool-worthy flavors, even for the pickiest eaters. Made in U.S. kitchen with the highest quality human-grade ingredients. Ollie Pet contains no fillers, no preservatives, just real food. And here's the thing, healthier food means a happier pup. Shinier coats, more energy, better poops, and more excitement at mealtime. And your dog will say these things to you. You just gotta listen, all right? Just open your ears, open your eyes. You will give your dog this Ollie Pet, and all of a sudden you will see them communicating to you, I really like this, I want you to keep getting it, okay? All you're gonna do is take a 30-second quiz and they'll create a customized meal plan based on your pup's weight, activity level, and health info. Listen to me, black people. Listen to me. You can't just give your dog whatever you want that you want them to have. There actually is like prescribed amounts of food they should have based on their weight. Y'all didn't know that. Y'all just be doing what you want. That's why you need this. So it takes that guesswork out for you, okay? You don't want an overweight dog that leads to health problems, all right? So get your welcome kit for any first-timers. Ollie will send out your pup's first box with 2 weeks' worth of meals, free storage containers for mess-free serving, and a guide of how to gradually switch them over to their new diet. All right. Ollie offers 3 meal plans to choose from, so you can choose between full fresh topper or a meal mixed or a mixed plan with freshly baked recipes for your special fur baby. They have treats and supplements. Ollie is one of a kind, just like your pup. Ollie is the only fresh dog food that comes with unlimited routine health screening, so you can get your pup on track to live their healthiest, happiest life. Dogs deserve the best. That means fresh, healthy food. Head to Ollie.com/GJ. Tell them about your dog and use code GJ to get 60% off your welcome kit when you subscribe today. Plus, they offer a happiness guarantee on the first box. So if you're not completely satisfied, you'll get your money back. That's Ollie, OLLIE.com/GJ, and enter code GJ to get 60% off your first box.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Before we get started, we need to let you know that this episode is sponsored by BetterHelp, Earth Breeze, and
Upside.
Thank you so much for sponsoring today's episode. Now let's get into it.
Hi, I'm Melissa.
And I'm Mel.
Girl, let me tell you, I only had maybe a little less than half of that drink.
When you're drinking, you just gotta drink more.
I have a strongly worded email.
Actually, that feels in line, though.
That is not true!
No, listen. And every now and again, when somebody get out of line, you just yell, pop the trunk.
I'm the juice to her gin. Did we hit record?
Is it working? Is it on?
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Gin and Juice Podcast. My name is Melissa.
And I am Melanie.
And we are the Gin and Juice Podcast, real life sisters. We get on here and talk about whatever the heck we want to talk about. Most of the time, and by most of the time, I mean every single time. We usually start off, and by we usually, I mean sometimes I ask the question and sometimes I don't. What drink are you today? None of that matters because today is our 1 year anniversary, not the legitimate day, but close. No, it is August 14th.
No.
What was the actual day?
It was like the 16th.
We close enough.
Close enough.
Tomato, tomato. The week of. By the time it goes live. The 1 year anniversary of the Gin and Juice Podcast.
Whoop, whoop,
and
whoop.
So what we're going to do is create the lychee martini
yes.
that Melanie has been the last every time I've asked.
So
no, one time apparently I was a chocolate martini.
Oh, nice.
Yes. One time you asked me.
Oh,
and I said
think
that.
I remember that.
Because I love
made
those
that.
Too.
Okay, here.
All right, girl.
Okay, so we can pull up a Pinterest recipe, hey, or you can just mix and match.
Hey, man. We should just make it up as we go, because that's the way this podcast
okay,
goes.
Okay, great, because I pulled up a couple different...
No measuring cups, nothing, huh?
Nah, we're just going to eyeball that.
We just wing it.
Yeah, yeah. You should be lucky I remembered all the ingredients. Listen. Okay, here we go.
Right? It's been a year, y'all. That's crazy.
And it is.
Look at that.
Okay, so this recipe.
Yes, get some wine.
Yeah, get some
Pull
wine.
Pull up with us.
Okay.
Celebrate.
Even though I've eaten nothing. Okay.
Me neither.
Oh, ice.
Oh, it's going to be warm.
We got some ice.
It's going to be warm.
Yeah, we don't want no warm. Okay, so let me be an influencer. So what you need is 7 lychees, however you pronounce
chi-chis.
It. Uh-huh. Peeled and pit removed. Okay, uh-huh. I got these off the Amazon, and they're already peeled and pitted, so I don't have to worry about those things.
Amen.
The name of the brand is Roland, for those of you that are curious, and it's a easy open because I wasn't bringing a can opener. I'm sure to get that, actually. For vodka, we're using good old Tito's.
Tito's.
Because it's what I had in my house.
Amen.
And then we have a little bit of lemon juice. And then I have simple syrup I just bought, because obviously we're not making that here. So I just bought some. You're going to have to open this. Oh, okay. No, I can peel it.
Okay.
This is easy, too. Okay, so the recipe called, but I need a shaker. Oh, thank God. This was so easy to open.
A shaker for it to shake inside there?
Yeah, because we don't have, I mean.
We just use our straws.
Okay, I like it. All right, so we are going to add the vodka. Mm-hmm. We need 3 ounces of vodka.
Okay, you just counted 3.
Okay. I was like, I don't know what 3 ounces is.
One, two, three.
Mm-hmm. That seems right.
Yeah, I imagine. 1, 2, 3.
Your one was a little heavier than mine.
That was 3.
Okay, I do need you to open this, though.
Okay.
A 1/2 ounce of lemon juice.
Jesus. You have to open this for us, because we can't do that.
I can't open it.
I'll take the ice, though.
Amir is with us today,
yes.
Because Cam... Where is Cam? He wasn't here Cam? When I shot last time.
Who?
Oh, that is today. I forgot. You're right. Mm-hmm.
It's hard, right? We won't
oh,
judge
good.
You. No judgment.
It's not... Yeah, it's no... Don't worry.
Okay. Hello,
we got that. I should have got a fork. Or a spoon.
We got those two.
Okay. Okay, so you hear Amir's voice in the
yes!
background.
Yes! He did it.
Okay, so we're going to use a little. I don't feel like we used lemon juice when we made ours.
Either. How much you have to do?
1/2 ounce. That seemed like 1/2 ounce. Okay. And then we're going to use, this recipe called for orange bitters. Ain't nobody got time for that. We're going to use a little bit of simple syrup, because our recipe did call for that.
Yep. How many did you count?
One. Mm. I feel like it needed to be sweeter last time. No, you actually felt like it needed
Probably.
To be sweeter. Go on Pinterest if you're interested in this recipe.
What's next?
And then I think we just need to add the lychees.
Okay.
And then we can shake it up in the...
All right.
How are we gonna
do that? You have 2 cups. Oh, it's gonna go bad, though. I don't really know. We didn't plan this out properly.
Just feel like that could work.
Oh, that's... Where'd you get that cup from? Oh, it's the ice cup.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, this works. So I'm just actually going to pour the juice, because we did that last time and it was good too.
Yeah.
Okay, then I'm going to add this.
Okay.
Let's add yours.
Okay.
Okay, now let's shake it.
Shake it, and then we drink.
Oh God, I'm so afraid that it's not going to work right.
It's probably not appropriate that we didn't make some like a gin drink.
Oh, for sure. We definitely should have did a gin. Okay. Okay.
Now pour. Add some lychees.
Sorry.
This is great.
Okay, now add the lychee.
What?
How did I almost fall sitting?
I don't know, girl. How many? 4?
Yeah. Okay. We're going to really let you guys know if this is amazing.
I had to touch this with my fingers, so you should
care.
Do your own.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
All right. This
Here
is
we
our...
go.
Hold on. Let me get mine.
Oh, I should wait.
Yeah, wait.
We How have to cheers. I forget. I thought you said 4.
Okay. 3, 4. Okay. We're going to need a napkin, because this is going to get sticky. Not now, but by the end. All right, here we go.
He's ready.
Here is 1 year Cheers. Of shenanigans, mixing and matching
Amen.
Of gin and juicers.
Cheers
here we go.
To that. Drink up.
This is good.
It's actually not bad.
It's really good.
It's actually not bad. It's a little, mine a little strong.
It's a little strong.
But it's good, though.
No, no, no. Oh, it's we didn't clink.
Oh.
Chink, clink.
I'm going to pour a little more of the lychee juice.
Yeah. Mine could probably use a little bit more sweetener.
Okay.
I'm not even going to front to y'all. This is actually very good.
Make it at home.
So this is the recipe. Use Tito's vodka. Count to three. However much you got in there is enough.
Amen.
Okay. Then what you're going to do is count to one when you add the lemon juice. And then count to like one and a half because ours ain't quite sweet enough. Count to one and a half, maybe two on the simple syrup. That should be enough. Add about four of these and then count to like two mm-hmm. for the juice. Mm-hmm. And then shake it.
And shake it and say cheers okay. to 1 year
that's,
of gin and
that's
juice.
That's the recipe. Yes, right. Three parts, one part, two part.
Amen.
Okay. One fish, two fish, red fish, blue fish.
Amen.
Okay. There we go. All right. Thank you guys so much for that and letting us make our drinks here. So we're going to start with the segment that we like to call Long Story Short. You mm-hmm. want to do that first? Okay.
No, I want to go into the,
okay, go for it.
And actually, before we get into Long Story Short, let's talk about where you can make your long stories long. And that is in therapy. Hello. We actually, a part of our long story short will be that this weekend we went to our grandfather's funeral, which is always a lot, right? Death is always a lot and it can be heavy and it can be, you can have a lot of questions about your life and relationships with people and what that looks like and what that means. And that is when therapy can be very, very beneficial to you. Sometimes in life we're faced with tough choices and the path forward isn't always clear. You don't know what's next. You don't know what should be or could be next. And again, that's why I said therapy can come in useful for you. Trusting yourself to make decisions that align with your values is like anything. The more you practice, the easier it gets. And that is how therapy is. The more you go, it gets easier to have conversations, to talk about where you are, what you're going through. And you get to develop a relationship with your therapist who can just kind of help you navigate life. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule, which is amazing in this day and time of always being on the go, always being on the move, something to do. But with BetterHelp, it's entirely online, so you can be flexible with that. So you just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge, which is amazing because just like dating, if it don't work out, you wanna try somebody else, mm-hmm. and BetterHelp can help you with that. So let therapy be your map with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/GJ
GJ
to get 10% off of your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P. .com/GJ
GJ
to get 10% off of your first month.
Fabulous. And yes, our mother is in the chat. Yeah, I forget what her name is in here, but it says Marshall.
Amen.
Evangelist. There you go. Thank you.
Evangelist.
Evangelist Mary Marsha. All right.
But so, like I was saying, we went to our grandfather's funeral this weekend, which these days, the older you get,
yeah,
the relationship or like experiences you have or I'm having mm-hmm. with death has just been, it makes me have like all these thoughts about life. So anyway, we were briefly saying like what was happening for you.
What was happening for me?
Well, for obviously it's sad that like grandpa died, yeah. but like one of the things somebody said was that he left an impact.
Oh, yeah.
With whoever he interacted with.
Yes.
Which is like, if you met my grandpa, like,
oh, man, he's unforgettable.
He's so unforgettable. And so hearing the stories as I was listening to them, I was like, oh, my gosh, like, I want to be able to have that. Like, I want to, like, what is your legacy, right? Yeah. Like, when you leave.
What will people say?
What will people say?
Or remember.
Like, what mm-hmm. is the impact that you're having on people? So, anyway, I was, like, in the back with Micaiah, who was being herself. But in between trying to figure her out, I was just having these moments of, like, oh, my gosh, what is the impact? And who's going to show up? Like, yeah. who, like, what impact have you left? And is it enough that they would want to come pay their respects and celebrate the life that you live?
Yeah.
So anyway, that was just my, that's my long, that's the experience I was having yeah. this weekend. I don't know if you had any.
No, I think that's a good reflection. Okay. I think those are good questions to ask, and it helps to maybe motivate or be as intentional as possible, because being intentional can be very exhausting, 100%. But be as intentional as possible about, like, who you are, yes. how you show up in the world, so yeah. you can leave an impact that is worth talking about and something even in your absence you would be proud of.
100%.
So one of the things we talked about maybe 2 weeks ago, Grandpa was always a jokester.
Yep.
He always had a story. 100%. And it was so funny. I ended up doing like a little, is that what you're talking about?
Yes.
Okay. I ended up doing a like words of reflection, words of reflection for him. And I was a little nervous about it. I'm not even going to lie, because I'm like, I don't know how this is going to land, you know, on people. And so sharing what ended up happening, at least for me, is I share like three different stories, but everyone else has a story similar.
Yeah.
Like they're not obviously the same story,
right.
but everyone has a Grandpa Cooper story. Everyone has a Cooper story, because he was just that type of guy.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
one of the things my mom said, actually, in talking about him, and I was like, he did used to say that all the time. You would ask him, like, Grandpa, how you do? And he's like, I'm all right. It's the rest of the world that's crazy. Like, he always just had these sayings and these quips and like these funny little things. So it was really awesome to like be able to be present and to honor him and to see my family.
Which
was really cool. We posted obviously a picture of my cousin Tony, which you guys all know. He's the one that really campaigned for me and Kevin to be together. So he was there. Yeah. We got to meet all of his kids. His wife was there. And just like a lot of people from my mom's dad's side of the family
right.
that we didn't really get an opportunity to grow up around, because we grew up military, obviously. So it was just nice seeing them, meeting some of them for the first time. Like, it's really sad though that death are the things that like kind of cause family to come together. Mm-hmm. But it was nice. It was a really great celebration, a great way to like see him off. So
absolutely.
Yeah. Rest in peace, Grandpa Cooper.
And then we got back yesterday and McKinley started school today, second grade. I'm very excited about that. She's very excited about that. I had to go online on the whatever and like get her, figure out who her teacher was going to be and like all of that. But I tell you what, for a long time, you used to say that you enjoy, like you like school time because of the structure and all of that. And for a long time, she's only in second grade, but since McKinley has started school, I've hated her being in school because it doesn't allow me the freedom that I had when she was in daycare.
Yeah.
Because now there's like laws about kids having to like go to school. You can't just like not send them. So, which is annoying, because if I want to go somewhere for a week, right, on vacation, or like send you to your grandparents because I want to go somewhere, I just can't because you got to go to school. So I have never liked that. But I am so excited this year that she's back and Micaiah is going next week. And I'm like, oh my gosh, just give me my days. Like, knowing that I can have, it's not long enough. Okay.
Yes.
2 o'clock is in the middle of the day. But
that's actually the most annoying part about school.
It's like, girl, stay longer.
Yes. Can y'all be there at least till 4?
I'm about to figure out how after school works, like after school care. But I am just really happy that they are both going to have something to do during the day and they can like leave me alone. So
they won't be all up in your face.
Oh, my gosh. I'm just so excited.
Listen, you at the part. This is the part where you're like, yes, school.
Can we skip to the good part?
Because during the summer, they looking at you like, so what are we going to do this summer? Girl, I don't know what to tell you.
Every day, McKinley's bored. Like,
Yes. Every single every day, and then you do something for 2 hours, and at 2 hours and 1 minute,
well, what am I supposed to do now?
Now it's boring because everything is done.
I don't know.
Yes. And Isaiah started 12th grade today.
Oh my gosh, senior year.
I didn't cry. I almost did though, but I didn't cry. I took his picture. We're gonna do a side by side because I have his very first day of school when we went to when we were in Washington State, and now this is the first day of his last year
this
of school.
Great.
Actually, I'm getting emotional now thinking about it.
I can't believe he's a senior.
He's a whole entire senior. I was just telling him like, we need to get your college applications together.
Yeah.
We did the whole HBCU tour. He's gonna go to school up the street.
Amen.
So I too am kind of.
That's insane.
I'm kind of excited.
I can't believe he's a senior.
It's nuts.
And
he
looks
so cute. You got to go here. And then BJ came yesterday. BJ is the boy's barber. Kevin, the boy's barber. And he almost gave him a chin strap.
I seen it a little bit before, when we were on the air, when we were at the airport. At some point, I was like, is that some little
He like
going?
Lined it in a little bit. He didn't do it full, but he definitely went a little. Yesterday, I walked out of the room because I was like, I'm either going to cry or I'm going to punch you in the face.
Oh, my God.
Because why are you so big?
He's so big.
He's taller than I am.
He's so tall.
And
now.
He is, he thinks he's slick mouthed. And he's just, he has this little dimple. I'm about to cry
because
he's so big now.
He is.
It's just the cutest
thing. Wait, let me just quickly say, because I, last week maybe when you guys were gone, I had to go over there because his girlfriend was coming over. So I had to like be the parent or the adult, right? While like Zay's there with his girlfriend. And I won't tell all his business, but I was annoyed. I was so annoyed at how big he is. And like, he called her babe at one point, and I was like, okay, you won't do that in my presence.
You should have told him, girl, boy, but
you can take
now
that
relax.
Somewhere else.
Now relax.
They was making their little brownies and cookies, and she don't know what she doing, and he don't know what he like, auntie, can this go in the microwave? Okay, you shouldn't have a girlfriend if you don't know what can go in the microwave.
Correct.
Sir. But it was just so, I was like, I cannot believe you are this big. Like you have, Zay was so little.
Isaiah was 4 pounds, 6 pounds. He was preemie. Like, he was so freaking, he was little.
Little.
He was little.
And now he is so big. It's pretty insane.
And he has all the thought. He wore, his girlfriend got him.
She had a little fancy bag when she came in.
She got him like a little Chanel cologne.
I said, no,
and so he wore that today to school. And first of all, it smelled amazing.
Oh, good.
No, I was like, okay, D, what you got on? That smells good. So he wore that today. They were stressing us out. We've been traveling so much,
girl.
So we haven't done like the school shop. We haven't done anything. So we went to the mall like as soon as we landed. Uh-huh. Went to the mall, got the boys their shoes. Isaiah wears uniforms, so that's easy. I'd already ordered his uniform stuff, so that already arrived. But we had to get them backpacks and we had to get them new shoes.
Oh.
Yeah, no, I ordered their supplies on Amazon. Like,
amen.
I was like, I can't do all the things. Okay, that's what I'm realizing in my life. But yeah, he's a senior, and I'm like happy, sad. You guys know how I feel.
Yeah.
I love my kids getting big. Like, I actually really do enjoy having like, I've had me and Kev separately, and then I separately had a conversation with him about, like, you're a senior, your hormones be raging. I need you to make, you know, smart decisions.
Good decision.
So even when he leaves, I'm like, I love you. Have a good day. Make smart decisions.
Yeah, yeah.
Make smart decisions. Okay. I just need you to make smart decisions.
Amen.
And he was like, no, I understand what teen pregnancy does to people. Like, I really want to be really smart about that. Like, that's not where I'm at in my life. Like, I'm trying to be really smart. And so I'm like, stay there. I also can't be naive, but also... Stay right where you
100%.
Are. I don't need you to get real, you know, trying to be grown and fast and caring on. And the next thing you know, you talking about you want to be somebody's grandma. My answer is no. I just accepted being 40. What do I look like being somebody's grandma?
Hello?
Absolutely not.
Mm-mm.
Okay, that's an absolute no for me. And let me tell you what else is a no for me. Laundry detergent that comes in massive plastic jugs. I have a smaller laundry room than I had at the old house, and so I be needing my space. Okay, mm-hmm. I need things to take up as little footprint in my house as possible. 91% of those inconvenient heavy jugs end up in landfills and oceans, harming our planet and marine life. I was terrified to learn the dirty truth about recycling. Fortunately, I found a solution with Earth Breeze. Okay, it comes in what looks like dryer sheets, and so it takes up a very small footprint in your laundry room, and then you just throw it inside of your washing machine, and that's it. Okay, it literally looks like a dryer sheet, but it's not. It's a liquidless laundry detergent sheet that dissolves 100% in wash cycle, hot or cold. No measuring, no mess, no heavy fill, no heavy lifting. That's right, no plastic jug. It's literally...
This is great.
Yes, it's such a small footprint. It looks like a dryer sheet. You throw it in there, it dissolves, and that's... Like, it's so simple.
It's detergent?
Yes, it's detergent.
This is great.
Yes, it's a liquid-less detergent. The packaging is light and biodegradable, and I save so much space. I signed up for a subscription and media. I love that it was delivered with free carbon neutral shipping, and like magic, poof, it's at my door. I still get a powerful clean. Earth Breeze is tough on stains, fight odors, and my clothes come out clean every single time. Join over the 2 million Americans making a difference with Earth Breeze. If you're still not convinced, they offer 100% satisfaction guarantee. If you don't like it, get a free refund. No questions asked, no return necessary, but you're going to like it. Again, everything for the environment is a bonus at this point. Okay, it's the fact that you don't take up a lot of space. Yes. That's going to win me over every time. 100%. Okay, trust me, there is no reason not to make the switch. Right now, my listeners can subscribe to Earth Breeze and save 40%. Go to earthbreeze.com/GJ to get started. That's earthbreeze.com/GJ for 40% off. earthbreeze.com/GJ. Very good. Okay, next one. Grandpa's funeral, the kids. Oh, okay. We don't have to do Taylor Swift, but I want you guys to know that the backdrop for this summer are the Beyonce tour.
Yep.
And Taylor Swift. 100%. It just depends on how you fall, depends on which concert you're going to. And all over TikTok, there have been these things talking about Taylor Swift is like as big or bigger than Michael Jackson. Mm. Like, I don't know if you guys have seen this.
I have not.
Oh, okay, well, this is like a full... I get the black people that are like, now, girl, stop. Right. Somebody made the video and I see all the response videos. Anyway, so I was thinking, or I think it was a podcast I was listening to, or maybe it was TikTok. I don't remember. But they were going through Taylor Swift's
songs.
I know more Taylor Swift songs than I care to admit. I know more Taylor Swift songs than I care to admit. Let's pull up her essential albums.
Okay.
Okay, let's do it. Hold on. Really quick. Because you're going to be annoyed.
I am already.
At how many Taylor freaking Swift songs you know. Taylor Swift. Okay, here we go. Oh, no, not in my library. I know she's not in my library. Get out of my library. I just want you to find it. How do I browse and search?
Okay, I can do it because you're moving. I can do it. Look, essential okay, good. Album. Wait, but you need songs, right?
Yeah, essential songs.
Or top songs.
Yeah, it don't matter. Okay. Either way.
Okay. Wait, okay, so here it is. You do.
Okay, here we go.
What you want to do.
All right, here we go. These are her top songs.
Yes.
Lover. You don't know Lover? Lover. Something.
I
Lover.
Actually probably won't know by name.
You are my fairy tale. Something. I don't know the words. You don't know this?
I don't know this.
Oh, yeah, my. Oh, okay. Blank Space. I don't know if I know this one. I do. I do know this. Something.
You know what that sounded like? Yes.
Okay. Shake It Off.
Oh, I know that.
Okay, I'm not going in order because low-key, I don't know a lot of these.
I was
going
to say.
Bad Blood.
Oh, yes. I know okay. Bad Blood. Now we got bad.
Yeah,
that's
there you go.
That's the McKinley song.
Okay. Love Story. Do I know this?
Oh. I know this.
Be the princess. It's a bad story. Say yes.
Yes.
I don't know the words. I don't feel like it has all the songs that I think I know, but maybe I just don't know the title of them. Did I say Shake It Off?
Yep.
Did I say Cruel Summer? What's this?
I wouldn't enjoy her concert.
I wouldn't either. But the point
I
is...
I wouldn't know these songs.
The
I mean,
point
I don't know
is,
them.
You know I don't know nobody's words. I don't know words of people that I actually know and enjoy.
Oh, I know that one. We are never,
never ever getting back together.
I do know that.
Okay. You talk something, Tom talk something. You
is that
talk
the same song?
Something.
It's the never ever song?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't.
Okay. I don't. It's something like that. The point is that we definitely know all
more
the black
songs.
People. We yes. know more Taylor Swift
that.
Songs
than
you
we than, care to know.
Than you care to know because they're so freaking. Now, I'm not saying she's bigger than Michael Jackson. I don't know where the foolishness
no,
came
no,
from.
No,
however.
No. Not no.
She has
everybody relax.
Somehow, even if you are not a fan, because I am not a fan
right.
of Taylor Swift,
but
I know her songs.
If you're in the mall walking, you've heard the songs.
Oh, 100%. And
Walmart.
I feel like if you have little kids,
oh yeah,
they
because
know
because they be on Kids Bop. And I stay playing Kids Bop.
Oh, there you go. That's all I wanted to say. All I'm saying is that we are never getting back together. And y'all
ever,
know the,
ever,
don't do me.
Ever
y'all know the lyrics.
Getting
y'all
back know together.
It. Come on. Okay, that's it. That's all I want to say. Pop this trunk. Okay, I need to tell you about this trunk story. So I was on my way to New York for Kevin Them Show. Yep. That's right, because we had a week off. Somehow, some way, the entire plane's luggage wound up in their customs section. Mind you, we just flew from LA.
International flight?
Yes. We just flew from LA to New York. The entire baggage ended up on their international terminal going through customs. So we're standing out there. People are landing because we're out there probably 20, 30 minutes at this point waiting for our bags. So I'm like, let me check my bag. Yeah. Like maybe it was still in LA and it says customs. So I'm like, what is happening? So I go to the help desk and they're like, oh, we're actually working on that. So then they make an announcement. I was probably there for an hour and a half.
Waiting
for my bag to come.
I had Ubered.
That's why if you went to the New York show, I didn't make it to the meet and greet. This is why. Because I was waiting for my bag. I went through three Uber drivers because Kev does Black Lane and they normally wait. But after 15 minutes, they have to go. Uh-huh. So I had to tell the last guy, please don't leave.
Yeah.
You can start the ride. Charge me. But I need you not to leave because I'm about to be stuck here. It took forever.
That's the worst.
For my bag to come.
That's the worst.
It finally did come. At the end of the day, they were throwing them down the like carousel, but it wasn't happening like they would do like a few and then it would stop and they would do a few and it would stop. Next thing we know, a brigade of like five men are coming with the carts
with
everybody's
bags.
I was like, this is fine for me. That's my bag. I got to go to out of here. It was ridiculous. So I'm popping the trunk on JFK because we came from LA. Yeah. I don't even know why you guys thought it
that
was
international.
Yeah, it was international. It was so strange. And they wouldn't let us go to the international terminal to go pick them up. It was just very strange. The other thing, this is the other people I want to pop the trunk on. This is a very serious one. I want to pop the trunk on the people that have those reflectors on their car. And it reflects off your mirror into your eyes, and it becomes blinding.
Wait, they have it. It's a car behind you or in front of you?
In front of me.
There's a car in front of you, and they're...
Actually, both. Okay, so let me give it twice. So the ones behind you are when they have those LED lights or whatever. Are they called LED lights? The lights that are very high.
Yes.
I want to pop the trunk on them.
Yes,
and then today, the car in front of me had a reflector on his back window on his black windshield.
Oh, I see. Okay.
And it was reflecting in my eye. And I'm behind you. There's no way I can go.
This is
my prayer for these people. I wrote it down.
Oh, your prayer.
This is my actual prayer. If you are one of those people that has reflectors or those high beaming lights and it blinds the people in front of you, I get headaches from those. I can't see. I feel like I'm going to crash because it's so freaking blinding and they're so bright. I hope that you step in dog poop.
Hello?
I hope that your phone charger dies in the middle of the night and you wake up to your phone completely dead. That's what I hope.
And you have to go to work.
So now you hope that you go to drink Sprite and it's actually water. I hope that your house smells like burned popcorn. I hope that your child takes every box and all the stuff and takes it out and it's just all over your home.
Specific prayer.
Oh, yeah. I'm so mad at these people because my eyes are still burning right now. I pray to God's ear back down to heaven. Because you are cruel, and there's no reason to have this.
Praying somebody's house smells like burnt popcorn is
permanently
cruel.
I pray that your house smells like burnt popcorn. I pray that. I pray that you get up in the middle of the night to use the bathroom and you step on a tack.
Oh.
A Lego.
I was about to say a Lego. This is brutal. But yes, I agree with these very specific prayers.
Because why would you have that? Because why would you have that except to be annoying? You know who you are? You're that annoying kid from the movie theater last week that y'all tried to tell me maybe something was wrong with him. No, kids are bad.
They do be bad.
Because they grow up to be the adult that just be doing stupid stuff.
Yes.
Like putting reflectors and high beam lights on purpose just to annoy the person in front of you.
Actually, what is the what were those created to do? Like, I wonder what
they should be illegal.
They should be, but I wonder what the point is.
To the same person who invented it is the same. They come from the same spawn, the same DNA of that child from the movie theater.
They do, but I'm going to Google that later.
Google it so they can say nothing. Somebody was bored and bad.
Like, why
bad kids grow up to be bad adults.
That's true. That's very accurate.
Doggone, doggone.
Doggone, doggone.
I can't stand it. I can't stand. They're so blinding.
They are. They
and
really
when
are.
You are behind, like on the way here, that's what happened on the way here. I actually pulled over.
Because
I was like, and this why? Yeah, maybe something's wrong with him. There is something wrong with him. He needs a whooping. His mama didn't whoop him. I'm going to tell you why. Because today I slowed down because I'm like, I'm going to let you get so far ahead of me that it no longer bothers my eyes. He slowed down.
Oh.
So I actually had to pull over. Ain't nothing wrong with you. You're bad.
You're bad.
You need a whooping. Your mama should have whooped you.
Oh,
she should have grabbed a switch and she should have whooped your behind.
Switch?
And because she did not, and you was in the movie theater being annoying to your brothers and your sisters and your abuela and me who just wanted to see the movie, you grow up and put blinders on your doggone car.
Don't touch and agree with these prayers.
from my mouth to God's ears. In Jesus' mighty name. In the matchless name.
Matchless. Amen.
Of my Lord and Savior. Amen.
That you step in dog poop and your house smells like burnt popcorn is wild. Those are
burnt
very
popcorn?
Wild. That is wild.
That's because I don't... Have you ever had burnt popcorn? That smell don't go away.
It doesn't. It stinks. It
stinks.
It's so annoying.
And
it's so specific.
Oh, yeah.
You know exactly what
yes,
it is.
That's what I pray. Oh, I pray your house smells like burnt popcorn.
I don't have... in the prayers for the matchless name of Jesus that I want to express here. But I want to pop the trunk on really myself because let me tell you why. Do you forget to put deodorant on sometimes?
No. Not at this age. No. But Kev does all the time.
You don't?
I don't.
You don't be like... Get in the car like, oh my God, I forgot to put deodorant on.
I don't.
You know how many times I had to stop at random CVS's and Walgreens?
It's skin deodorant.
Oh my gosh. I can't believe this is...
Kev does all the time. Maybe it's because I'm more likely... The reason why I know I'm not is because you're more likely to see deodorant on one of my outfits.
I
really don't.
That is shocking. Y'all don't be forgetting.
Where's your deodorant? I also leave my deodorant on my counter.
It's in my drawer.
You got to take it out so you can see it and remember.
I don't have a lot of counter space in my bathroom.
I actually
bathroom.
Don't either. I really need to go somewhere else.
I am like, Melanie, you are too grown to forget to put deodorant on.
What is your process for getting dressed?
Maybe I need to do it at a consistent point in time
yes.
of getting dressed because usually I put my clothes. It's like one of my last things I do. It's
oh,
like
no. It's one of my first.
Last check mirrors.
Okay. After you get out the shower, what is your process? After you get out the shower... You grab your towel. You're dry enough. Then
yes.
what do? Lotion, deodorant.
Oh, I don't do my lotion is in my bedroom. My deodorant's in my bathroom.
Oh.
My lotion is right by my bed. So, like, I'm sitting on the bed and, like, lotioning up. And then I'm putting my clothes on. And
oh.
then I'm doing my hair. Then I'm doing, like, I do every, it's not a part, it's not, like, in the process.
Got
it's
it.
Just, like, at the end of the process. Maybe that's why I'm forgetting.
Yes.
It's not, like, every day. Like, most
no,
times
no,
I put
know.
Deodorant
yeah, yeah, yeah.
on. But, like, I literally will get in the car and be like, Sway, you forgot to put deodorant on.
You got it. My process.
Greg does it too, though. That's what I thought this was a universal adult thing.
No, Kev does it too.
Okay.
I think the only reason why is because when I get out the shower, the first things I do is lotion deodorant. So once I get off the shower, I grab my towel, I put lotion on, I put deodorant on.
Do you do it
then
again?
I wash my, no, I don't even wash my face. Then I brush my teeth, then I wash my face.
You know what? I think I started doing it at the end is because I be trying to like savor the deodorant.
Oh,
because
you got to get those Botox shots.
For real. Because if you put it on too early, I'm like, I'm wasting deodorant because I'm hot already. I need
yeah.
to save it
yeah,
and
yeah.
like make sure it can last all day.
I agree with that though.
Sway.
Listen.
Well.
You got to lotion deodorant. That's the process.
I need to do them at the same
yes.
time or like together because I be messing up. I'd be like, we got to stop at the store.
I'm going to tell you this while you're talking about this, because I thought about this when we got off the plane yesterday. These are the things you should age out of, right?
Yes.
Because now you're talking about you need to age out of not remember deodorant, right?
Yes.
We need to age out. By the time you're a certain age, you should no longer have runny noses.
Amen.
You should no longer have to tie your shoes. Do you know how childish you look bending down?
Oh my gosh.
To tie your shoes?
But hold on. Because if you tie them, like, I don't even have shoes that I have to tie at this point in my life. However, the most childish part about having a shoe that you have to tie is if it at some point becomes untied during the day. And then you have to
stop. So
because what if you trip?
Yo, and that's what. So and yesterday die. When we were
because you didn't tie it.
Do you know how if I tripped and died as a result of my shoes not? You better make up a story.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, I mean,
how embarrassing.
I mean, y'all better get together and concoct a story other than that.
Because what?
Because I'm far too grown.
Too grown.
Too grown. This man yesterday when we got off the plane, he had to pull over. He's walking, but hear me out. Pull over off of the jet bridge to tie his shoe.
See, ain't nobody.
He
got
was
that.
60 years old. I said, "You,
no,
are you 5?
Right?
Why are you tying your shoes? You are full. You probably got grandkids,
and you gotta,
and
stop.
You gotta
because you know why? Because the risk of having an untied shoe and you tripping.
Oh, it's too great.
Too great.
It's too great. And that's more embarrassing. Actually, that's another thing you should age out of. You should age out of tripping.
I agree with that.
Because that's childish.
It is.
I've had 2 legs my whole life. I'm walking. I know how. Why am I tripping?
Yes.
That, amen. You should age out of that.
I agree. Somebody also said adult acne. Melissa gave the adult acne one a long time ago. But I just want to be even more specific about that because I had a pimple the other day. Painful pimple.
Oh, the worst.
Like, if I'm going to get a pimple, like, okay, girl, like, whatever, this is annoying. But when they hurt.
Oh.
It's like. Okay, now, what am I supposed to do?
Because
with this?
I pay bills.
It hurts.
You have a full renter, and a college degree with student loans.
And
I have a bill. That don't even match.
And it be in stupid places. And
that's
then you're
very
just,
visible.
I had one on my lip, like on the side of my lip. And now I just have like a dark. It's
because why?
Because why? Why?
It literally, I should age out. You Absolutely. Should. There should be certain things you no longer have to deal with.
I agree.
And that's my list. 100%. Tying your shoes, having a runny nose. How stupid is this? I have to blow my nose.
It's annoying. It's so annowing.
Like immune system. Grow
hiccups,
up.
The hiccups should be banned.
Hiccups.
I had the hiccups not too long ago. It's so annoying.
The involuntary so jerk of hiccups is childish.
Have you tried all of the things?
They don't work.
Let me tell you the one that does.
What?
A spoonful of sugar.
Now I got to get a cavity.
A spoonful of sugar
and diabetes
makes your hiccups go away. I'm trying to tell y'all.
Why?
I don't know, but it works. A spoonful of sugar makes.
I don't even think a spoonful of sugar would be good.
It's not, but it makes the hiccups go away. I promise.
What is the mechanics of this?
Somebody from North Carolina, Tierra, is the one who told me her mama real country. And she told me in college, she said, you got to drink a spoonful of sugar or eat a spoonful of sugar. I did it.
Have you done it more than once? Because the first time it could have been every
Look,
single
they
time.
Say it. She said it works.
It does.
It literally works.
Listen,
spoonful of sugar.
My
I'm
diabetes
to tell
won't
y'all.
Like
Thank
that, and
later.
I don't have diabetes.
After next person who gets it, DM me on Instagram. Tell me that you did it because it's gonna work. I promise you.
I cannot.
You're welcome.
We should just age out.
We should.
I should not be eating a spoonful of sugar to get rid of hiccups. That's a. I'm not a child.
I agree. What you should not age out of is saving money.
Correct.
Saving
age
more and
that.
Spending less. Hello? Every year we all pledge to save more and spend less, but how are you supposed to save when you're paying inflated prices for everyday essentials like gas and groceries? It's annoying. Can we age out of that? You can't just cut those purchases out of your budget, but now, thanks to my 2023 money back hack, you can get cash back from Upside. So Upside is an incredible app for anyone who buys gas, groceries, or dines out. With Upside, I get cash back on every single purchase. It's my secret weapon for staying on track with saving, with my saving goals. So listen, okay, because I just told y'all everything is expensive. Everything is expensive. And with Upside, you spend the money, but then you get money back.
That's the
upside. And that is the upside to this. So I personally like using Upside for gas because gas is expensive. And again, it's something you can't just write out of your budget. You have to get it. But the way that the app works, first of all, it tells you which gas stations around you can get the cash back from, which is like easy because I don't want to have to figure out where I can save. Just tell me where to go where I can save. So you simply go to the place that it tells you. You tell them when you're there, like, yo, I'm about to get my gas. You tell them when you're done, and then they give you some money back. And mm-hmm. with that money back, now you can go buy groceries and get money back again with Upside. You can buy, your kids are back in school, you can buy things for them to go to school supplies, lunch, all the things that exist in your life. When you get money back, you can do them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the upside to Upside.
We love it.
So to get started, download the free Upside app. Use promo code Jen, and get an extra 25 cents back for every gallon on your first tank of gas. Y'all, gas is... The fact that Upside does gas is, like, that's worth clutch. It in and of itself, yeah. Okay? Like, it's gas, y'all. Next, claim an offer for whatever you're buying on Upside, then pay as usual with a credit or debit card, follow the steps in the app, and get paid. That's the thing. You just enter your card already in, tell them which one you're going to use, and, like, the app works its magic. In comparison to credit card rewards or loyalty programs, you can earn 3 times more cash back with Upside. Plus, Upside does not sell your personal information to third parties, which, again, worth it by itself. Keep my private information private. Hello?
Yes.
They know that your information is a vital part of their trusted relationship with you. Upside users are earning hundreds of dollars a year. That's probably why they have a 4.8 star rating on the App Store. You know, we care about ratings, and theirs is good. So download the free Upside app and use promo code Jen to get an extra 25 cents back for every gallon on your first tank of gas. That's an extra 25 cents back for every gallon on your first tank of gas using promo code Jen. So use it. Download the app. I'm telling you, you're going to get some money back. You're going to be happy you did it. And then you can go use that money. Hello? Okay, so that is the Upside to Upside. The last thing I will quickly say, because we should move on from popping the trunk.
Okay.
But... Micaiah has like teeth, right? She got teeth now. And we have to brush them.
Yes, you do.
And I think I said this before, but like when your kids are getting older, it's annoying. Like aging out of babiness to like toddler mm-hmm. is annoying. Y'all already know mm-hmm. she's in her toddler bed, and like that's been annoying in and of itself. But she doesn't want you to brush her teeth. She wants to brush her teeth, but yep. she also can't brush her teeth. Yep. So then you just stick it in yep. her mouth and she just sucks it for like 5 minutes. And then she thinks she's done. And then her breath be stanky because she be eating food now. So I be like, bruh, like. So the point is I'm popping the trunk on her.
Because you stay popping the trunk on Makai. Leave her alone.
She deserves.
She was good on the both plane rides. I didn't hear her one time.
She slept, actually. I was really happy. This one back, that's because the girl been tired. She ain't slept in 3 days.
So she got on that plane and was like, bruh, I'm going to bed. And was laid out all across me. Okay, but it was actually, she did really good. And
she
then
did
yesterday,
so good. Did she take a nap? I don't even think she took a nap. But when she went to bed last night, that girl didn't get up to about 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock today. She just was.
It was an eventful
weekend. So anyway, I'm popping the truck on her. Moving on to Black Twitter trends.
Yeah.
Let's do. Do you want to start here?
Where is here? Yes. Okay. Alabama Brawl. Hopefully, you guys have all watched the video. I'm sure you have. Of the Alabama Brawl.
Yes.
So essentially, I'm going to give what happened, but what we really want to talk about is the exciting things that Black Twitter was able to glean from this. Okay. The Black man, I don't know their names though, but the black worker,
his name is the chairman.
Yes,
that's Reggie.
Okay, no, not the chairman. Oh. The one that told the white people, y'all gotta move.
The pilot, I mean, the captain.
Yeah,
it's a captain on the
yeah,
boat.
Yeah,
yeah.
His name's Reggie.
No,
captain. Okay, good.
Captain.
Okay, so captain, black captain. Okay, tells these white people, y'all gotta move, y'all can't park here because he works for this, you know, cruise ship and they have to park there and they're
well. Let me
boat.
Be specific.
Okay.
Okay. The boat, the Harriet 2 is the name of, it's a cruise, but it's a uh-huh. daytime cruising boat.
Yep.
They have reserved.
Correct.
Spots for that boat.
Right.
For the Harriet 2. These people parked in the reserved and designated spots.
Right.
For the Harriet 2.
Right.
Okay. I just wanted yes. to be clear.
So they wait 45 minutes. He tells them to move. They don't move. 45 minutes pass. He gets out to tell people, hey, we have to dock our boat.
Yes.
Y'all have to move. white people are explaining themselves, doing whatever they're doing. You can't hear the audio, but I can imagine.
Yeah,
they're explaining themselves, doing whatever they do. Next thing you know, this white man comes out of nowhere and confronts the black man.
Yeah.
Now, the black man does the little hat thing.
Yeah. Oh,
and
yeah.
It becomes a full-on fight.
It's great.
Okay? A full-on fight. People are swinging. Initially, the white people are winning. Then... What did Kev, I didn't know this Twitter thing, the Navy, the nigga Navy,
oh, yeah,
was a typo from before. Yeah. You could see them running at the top, mm-hmm, coming around.
Yes.
They come and save the day. And it's a whole out situation.
100%.
Then this young little 16-year-old swimmer jumps off the cruise ship that's in the water and
swims
makes
across
his way. And he's there. Then the black man that must be Reggie with the chair hits the white woman. Okay. This is essentially the scenario. The black little boy, 16-year-old, that swam, he was given names.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Those were great.
So there is a roundup from Mike Kincaid on Twitter that came up with the top 10 names given to this young hero.
Who was great.
So let's go through them.
Go.
Because this is the thing that's fantastic. Okay? Black Aquaman.
It's great.
JJ Fish, which is a callback from JJ Ice Fish from years ago that went popular.
Yes.
Okay. Michael B. Phelps.
Which is great.
That's the one.
It's amazing.
Because that is the best of Wolf Worlds. We're talking about Michael Phelps, the swimmer, but we're going to make him black because of Michael B. Jordan. So now he is Michael B. Phelps.
It's amazing.
That's ingenuity. That is genius.
That's ingenuity.
Oh, Swimmy Hendrix,
oh,
Aquaman.
That's
Scuba
fun.
Gooding Jr.
Sea Murder. I saw that, and that's great.
Sea Murder,
it's
but it's
great.
Spelled S-E-A.
This is great.
You guys, they're so creative.
Yes.
No, like, everyone's so creative, but, like, no, for real, everyone is so creative,
so creative,
okay? Captain Hook, Catfish Cuz, Kofi Kingfish, Tyrone, I don't know this one. I don't get this one. We're going to move on. 21 Tilapia.
Like 21 Savage?
I think so.
That's great.
Lil Neymar and Shaquille O'Gills.
Shaquille O'Gills. Wait, you didn't say Scuba Gooding Jr.
That I did. I just saw it on there.
Oh, okay.
Scuba Gooding Jr.
It's great.
Oh, listen. I just want to say that the meme. Jermichael Phelps was also a really good one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I just want to say that this is the part of the story that deserves recognition.
100%.
This is the part of the story that we need to talk about because black people, we are so creative.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, they took that, and I am interested to see what happens with the dude. I hope he just gets a slap on the wrist, but I don't know what's gonna happen because you can't take a chair and
they
do
all
this
got
to
he got a, it's a misdemeanor.
Great.
He's also already gotten released.
Fantastic.
Yeah,
these
I
are
mean,
the things.
I'm sure there'll be some follow-ups
up.
That happens because they all got misdemeanors. It's like assault in the third, which are all misdemeanors, but they all got arrested. He was the last one.
Turn himself in.
He was the last one to turn himself in, but he went in there and then he got
I hope he got his legal counsel.
I hope so too.
And did what
so
needs
too.
To be done.
100%.
Because them white folk, they deserve.
Yeah, yeah,
y'all
yeah.
can't be up in there giving all your white privilegedness and doing the things that shut
Absolutely
up, sit down,
not.
And obey the rules like the rest of us. So anyway,
time.
That's all I want to talk about because I just thought it was freaking
hilarious.
That was the best. I mean, we left for a day and a half.
We did for a long. That was so
That
good.
Was great.
I want to.
I got to stop drinking this also. I feel myself getting
Hello.
A little tipsy.
It's the best pot. I'm going to say two things. The first one is, I meant to tell you this because I literally was like, oh, when we went to Mexico, you wore your hair there.
Yes.
That's like a next level black womanhood because
yeah.
I don't know the last time I, as a black woman, went on vacation where there was going to be water and wore my, I don't know, the water or not, because most times I don't get in there. I don't wear my hair.
Generally,
you wore yours.
Yes, but it's only because that this getting braided, this back part getting braided, it be playing me. They gonna fall out in 2 seconds anyway, because it's really not enough.
Yeah.
To, like, you know, I'll be like, listen, take that down. Some people like the little tail,
yeah, yeah.
the little, take it down. I'm a short hair girl at heart. I like my hair short. That's just who I am as a person. That's what I like. So when this be trying to grow out, cut it off.
Okay.
But that also means if I don't like, oh, I'm going on vacation in December, let me start growing this
yeah,
out so
yeah.
people have something to grip. It don't grip. So then the sides aren't really all the time long enough to grip. So I end up with very weird braid situations.
Got it. Okay.
And so I would almost, not almost, I would rather get a fresh relaxer before vacation and be able to wash and style my hair myself than get the braids.
Fascinating.
That's just where I am in my life.
I was like, oh, this is. Yeah. What level are you on?
No,
Black
I'm,
womanhood.
This is, it's just,
because
I'm on the short,
like,
hair girl level.
Braid me up. Give me a wig. Give me a clip in. Give me a something. But don't give me my hair. Don't do that, because I will not deal. Girl, I will not deal.
It's not a new
when
level
I'm on
unlocked.
Vacation.
It's
that
not
feel,
a new
it
level.
It feels new level unlocked.
It's not new level unlocked. I'm just
feels
on a,
like you skipped
no,
a couple
I'm in
levels.
A different game. I'm in a different game. Short hair game is a different game.
Okay.
Because braids aren't always an option. I've
okay,
done it.
That's fair.
You know, and listen, while we've been on vacation, them braids be slipping out.
Yeah, they do.
I be pulling them
they
out. Because they ain't nothing back here. Okay. I just be pulling them out. So I just learned, don't play yourself.
Okay.
You're gonna pay for somebody to break, to fake grip this.
You're right. It
to come
be
out.
Worth it.
Girl, bye.
Well, I just wanted to call that out because I meant to in real life to mention that to you. Okay, can we can go to I'm gonna skip this. Let's go to Mel Takes TV.
Go for. I want people to know how obsessed you are with Sister Wives. Is
that's
where I
why
wanna...
I put it on here.
Oh, I didn't see it
because
very
listen,
good.
Listen, y'all. Melissa said on this podcast, right? Everybody watch Sister Wives. We're gonna talk about it. They're also gonna talk about it on. Bald
I got. I don't know if they're going to be in it as much, Mel. I really don't.
Okay.
I think we got to talk about it over here.
Listen, I don't know if y'all have did the deep dive like we were all instructed to do, but I have.
She has.
I have. And I can't stop. Okay? I started with season 9. I am now in season 16.
And that's when all hell breaks loose.
And I be texting Melissa like, girl, I was drunk last night too, but I said, this is the best thing on TV. I was low-key mad. I was telling Greg, like, I can't believe she told me this. I can't believe you have not started me on this sooner. I blame you. How dare you? How
withhold.
Dare you withhold
it's
this
great.
Gym?
I'm trying to tell y'all.
What a gym.
Tell them about it, man. Where you at? What's happening in the
chaos.
World?
Chaos. I have so many things to say. Okay, wait, listen. I need to start with the idea of Sister Wives.
Okay.
Because, again, I initially was like, Sister Wives, it feels very cultish. It feels very not my jam. It feels like not for me. But when I started watching, I actually was like intrigued because what I initially fell in love with or like started to appreciate was the community.
Mm-hmm.
It's this idea that I'm not ever going to be okay with sharing my husband. That I'm not going to get with. But what is appealing is that you have these other women,
mm-hmm.
okay, that you trust,
mm-hmm.
who can then help raise their
it's
your
literally
village.
A village. Mm-hmm.
They help take care of your kids.
Right.
You share these experiences. You share all this stuff with, and the way that they initially presented, which was confusing, was it's not jealousy.
Right.
It's husband is with wife one, mm-hmm. wife two, mm-hmm. wife three, and you just kind of like go with it. And it's like, we get to do all these things together.
Yeah.
Like being an adult is a lot. It's hard. But when you get to share decisions and stuff
right.
like that, I was like, oh, this is actually, this is interesting.
Right.
But then
they started being real.
They started getting real.
It became real, real world house rules.
Mary, wife number one is Mary.
Yes.
And he don't like her
at all.
Imagine being in a shared marriage with people and you see your husband that you're also married to. He be like loving and enjoying them and spending time with them. And he be playing her so hard to the left.
Man. And she be standing there taking it to the face.
And she takes it.
And comes back begging him, please, please like me. Please. Please let us be together.
It's so bizarre.
I don't think they should have ever got married to begin with. And had it not been for this whole sister wife situation and like their Mormon beliefs, they should be divorced. They were never meant to be together.
Oh my God.
They were never, ever meant to be together.
It is terrible to see.
Yeah.
It's like heartbreaking. Like, woman, you deserve better.
And that's what's frustrating is recognizing that she doesn't recognize that.
Yeah.
So she is constantly like
trying,
yes, yearning for his love, for attention, him. Affection, and he just be.
And Cody is about as trash.
Oh my God,
nothing about that. I told Melissa, I think we were. I forgot where we were. But if I'm not gonna ever commit to sister wiveshood. That's just not my ministry. However, if I were to commit, you have to be P. Diddy, Daddy Puff, whatever yes. the hell you gotta be. That nigga.
Yes.
For me to have to get with the shenanigans. And Cody ain't not that nothing.
Nothing. Listen.
He's not giving anything.
You ain't cute. Your hair dusty.
Yeah, dusty. Even.
Dear child.
So he's I be like, confused. Girl, what? And then he wanted to be Mr. Man. Hey, family of wives, let's move to Flagstaff. I'm yeah. the man, and I'm going to make a decision on behalf of this family. And they were, no, no, no. Then they got on board, and it has crumbled.
It has fallen up. And COVID?
And COVID has just wrecked them. They're literally, we're united, we're a family. COVID happened, and homegirl was like, my kids are going to go see their girlfriend at work. Enough. So you can just not come here, yep. husband. We don't need to see you.
Yep.
And then Christine, everybody's like, Cody, just don't come. We okay without you.
Yes. But then that bites him in the butt.
Well, because he's still your husband.
Yes. Well, and he neglects spending time with the kids.
And the kids.
And have you got to the Hunter episode yet?
Not yet.
Oh, man.
Well, I want just you to get got there. To the point where Robin's daughter has scoliosis and they are at the point where she has to have surgery.
Oh no, Mel, there's another one. There's another one. It must be from his genes. I am pretty sure that it is Christine's daughter.
I don't mean
daughter.
Robin. I meant Christine.
Oh, okay.
Christine's
okay.
daughter has I meant
okay,
Christine.
Okay.
She has scoliosis. She has to get surgery for the scoliosis. And this man sat in that girl's face to his daughter
sure
and
did.
Said, that's... would you just do the surgery by yourself? Or could you just what do the and I was like
and later on he's like, that was your choice to do that. And she was like, Christine is like, this is it. It's COVID. They're not doing elective surgery.
Yeah, yeah.
She must do this. And he was like, no, that was her choice.
He would have got cursed the hell out. If you don't get the hell out of my house.
Oh,
talking to my daughter.
He
saying she finna go. She
worst.
Is a child. And your bright idea, Mr. Man, is to send a child to have surgery by themselves. Fuck you.
Yeah, basically. You got the wrong one. We finna pull up.
I'm finna pull up on you today. You finna get cursed the hell out.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't. I was in there mad last night. I was like, oh, this is just me and Greg. Greg ain't even been watching it. He was like, he just said that. Yes. What a time. I am all in. I want you all to watch.
Please go
watch.
I am getting between the DMs, the tweets, and the Instagram posts. People are watching it. So I am very, I
it
know
is.
Y'all are pissed, but y'all, whew. You need all of this because when the season starts this year, what we know for sure is Christina's gone. It looks like Mary's gone.
Amen. She
and it looks like Janelle is gone.
And Janelle.
I'm pretty sure. She's the only one, based on the previews that they're showing, she said, F you.
Well, they be in there cursing. I said, I thought y'all was Mormon. Not Mormon. People don't curse. What do y'all believe?
I don't know what happened. They was talking about their wedding dresses be this on the earlier seasons. Yeah. Their wedding dresses are very conservative. Yes. They talked about, you know, just their beliefs, how conservative. And Janelle, don't talk about sex about Janelle. Oh. She will implode.
Yes.
And she said, F you. I said, what? And it's so great, actually, to watch this on a truncated timeline instead of over
yes.
the years. Because you see, it's more, it's a very fast.
It's fast.
Evolution.
Well, I went from, once you get to 12, what happens between 12
uh-huh.
to 13.
Yes.
It's a different show. The intro change.
The
let
intro
me tell
change.
You, when that intro changes, the season between old intro to new intro is a brand new show. So they got new producers. Somebody at the
I
network
agree.
Was like, turn
I agree.
This shit
because
up.
The early,
turn it up.
The earlier seasons, they're, I'm going to just say, it's low-key a little bit boring because they're lying
yes,
to
they're,
us.
Yes, it is very boring.
They're lying to
You're
us.
Like,
they're
what?
Trying to
what?
Make it seem like everything's perfect. No one has jealousy.
Oh, my God.
No one has issues.
Oh, my God.
This is what it is. It's so fantastic. He's such a favorite, you know, a great dad. And then later on, it's like he never spends time with us. He's never here.
Never here.
Mary is suicidal. Okay.
She is not well.
No. Mary, when between the time Mariah leaves and this catfishing situation, even though I know today she's still alive, watching the episodes, I said, this girl might kill herself.
She was
not okay.
She was not okay.
No.
Wait, let me just interrupt. Because when she bought that bed and breakfast, she didn't even care about she. I'm like, I thought this was a United Front. Homegirl signed and didn't even tell them. They found out somewhere else. I'm like,
oh, wait till Janelle buys the RV.
An RV?
Or like she buys a little RV. And she wants Cody to sleep in there. It's this big. He's like, no.
It is.
I'm not doing that. So he ends up spending all of his time with favorite wife.
Robin.
Yes. All of his time with her, and everyone else is neglected. None of the kids like
him. That's the only one he
liked. And I'm like, how did this happen? How did everyone have these phenomenal relationships and then it flips so quick? Because y'all was lying. It only makes sense that there is jealousy in dynamics like this. And Christine, clearly one of Christine's, if not her top, one of her high love languages is physical touch and words of affirmation. Yes. You're not giving me none of this?
None of it.
And he said they have disagreements about what was said, but essentially it sounded like he was like, I'm not having sex with you no more.
Yeah.
And she was like, yeah, no, that's not going to work for me. That was like the last straw. I got to get up out of here.
See, with the part I just why Christine was like, so the laws changed in Utah and I just think we could all move back. And they were all like, no.
That's when she flipped too.
And then she walked away. And Mary went over there and she said, I don't think I can continue to be married to Cody. And I said, that's when that was a moment.
Yes, it was. Because from that moment forward, she's been planning her exit.
It seemed like she is out.
From that moment forward.
It's so fast. It's fascinating. The drama is like hilarious watching this like turn, right? But I was really buying into the facade that they were putting on about like, this is a village, and I didn't just want to be married. I wanted
the sister wives.
The sister wives.
Love wasn't
like,
meant to be divided.
And I was like,
it should
be multiplied.
Oh my gosh,
what maturity. Like, you have to have this certain level of communication and, like, openness and this ability. I mean, it's, again, I recognize that's not who I am, and I would never and could never be. That's just not my ministry. I know that about me. But I thought they knew about themselves.
I don't think that anyone can do that.
You don't think it's possible?
I really don't. I really, truly... for me, I believe, okay, this is just a Melissa-ism, okay? I talked about this in the book. There is a healthy amount. God is jealous, okay?
Amen,
so I do believe there is a healthy amount of jealousy that comes with someone that you love. Mm. And I think that's healthy. If you are able to fully release and see someone romantically, okay?
Yeah.
A romantic partner that you love go off and be with other people and you don't have a tinge of jealousy, I personally am questioning your level of love and commitment to that person. And it goes that deep for me personally, because I do believe I don't understand. If God is jealous, that tells me there's a righteous jealous that can exist.
Okay.
He's jealous over us.
I hear it.
So I don't understand how the human being that loves someone and you see that love and affection. And that's why I was like, Christine, it makes sense. We have a fractured relationship. We're not talking. We're not having sex. And I'm supposed to be okay with seeing you doing all this on Robin, loving on her, calling her babe and how you doing and listening to her. And I'm just 100% okay with it.
I mean,
why I'm sorry. Yeah. I can't do it. And if you're in those times and there's no, and you want me to believe there's no, I would rather say I'm in it because I believe in this lifestyle, but I do get jealous. I can see that.
Yeah.
But if you're just going to say there's no jealousy, you don't love it. That's why I'm going to go back real quick. That brother husband show.
Yeah.
That man that don't have no jealousy about that girl.
The initial husband.
The original husband. He don't love that girl.
I agree.
He don't love that girl.
I agree.
Because how are you that removed? She's sleeping there with him. It's fine. I don't really care. I got my own space, my own bedroom. It's fine for me. She don't have to come see me. Not never. You don't care about her. That's a disconnection.
And do you think that the idea, well, they started off saying it. So I was going to say, do you believe that the idea of sister wife, plural marriage, polygamy is actually, is that you're jealous and you just deal, or you fall out of love and you stay, or do you, or is it, I don't know what the, what?
Religion. Mm. I think that's what it is. I think a religious conviction will have you holding on to stuff that you probably should let go of.
Well, that's probably, that's a word.
Sorry if I was, I'm whispering because I want God to hear me say that.
That's a word though. Religion will have you holding on to stuff. We were just talking about moral, allowing your moral.
Twisted religion. Yeah, twisted religion.
But allowing your moral beliefs or what you believe.
We were talking about that.
Mm-hmm. Am I saying it right? Like a moral belief?
Mm-hmm.
Is that
like your moral compass?
Your having that dictate to you what you know in your head is not right. Or even in your heart, what you feel, but because you believe or are taught to believe, right? Well, I forgot the example
we were talking about
using.
I can't say it out loud.
Oh, okay. anyway, that it's so fascinating. It's so, and I'm happy. What it seems like now, though. Okay, I have having a lot of thoughts, and I know we got to wrap. But when you, this also then has become a religious journey for them.
It has.
That's also what it has captured is their growth.
Absolutely.
And their belief.
Yes. I think when Maddie, when they didn't let her in the church.
Oh, not was it Maddie?
I don't remember.
Or you're talking about what's the one who is a lesbian?
Was it Mariah? No. I think it was Maddie. It was either Maddie or McKelty. I don't remember.
Oh, okay.
But anyway, they went off and wanted to join the church.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. And they won't let her.
Yes. Yeah. I also feel like that, all of these things, that's why it's funny to watch it.
Truncated. Yes. You're right.
Is because you're able to put pieces together that maybe they don't even realize in real time.
Yeah.
But all of it makes an impact on you.
Yeah.
And I think as for Christine and Janelle.
Yep.
Mary, she's a whole other case. Okay. 100%. She's just an individual case study. But I think for Janelle and Christine, as you start evaluating, they've been married almost 30 years.
Yeah.
And so you start evaluating, is this my life? Is this what's gonna make me happy? And as a woman in those situations, it was Maddie, right?
Yeah.
That is, I would be frustrated is that I believe Cody has found his match
with Robin.
And now I have to be here. Uh-huh. He's found his.
Yeah.
He probably won't get married again.
Yeah.
He's not bringing in another sister wife in here. He's happy.
Yeah.
And I have to be miserable? What's this religion that we... What's this?
That's so true.
Why do I have to sit up here and have no connection?
None.
No emotional
be
connection.
Be miserable.
No physical intimacy. No, I don't have a friendship. He don't like them.
Yeah.
And I have to sit here, and meanwhile, he gets to go home at night with his fourth wife.
Yep.
Her kids.
And her kids. The way he...
And he gets to be dad of the year to them. Father of the year to them. And meanwhile, my kids feel abandoned and dejected. And I'm frustrated, angry, and by myself. For why?
Ha. Huh.
I could go.
Ciao. It does, of all of them, and that's why it's so interesting, because he probably won't get married again. Cody probably will not get married again. And at this point, because Robin is the favorite and gets all the good, her view, the way she talks about it all, is so different than everybody else's.
True.
Hers is like, I do want my sister wives to be happy. I want him to see. I don't like that he's only at my house during this COVID, because he should be seeing my other sister wives. So her view is like not tainted yet, if it will ever be.
If the show, TLC is like, we need to continue the show. So figure it out. You have to get a fourth or another wife. I wonder how that'll affect Robin.
100%.
Because let him find someone that he's able to find a greater, better, or just the same kind of connection to.
And she's
no longer a favorite.
And now she's them.
And now she becomes jaded like the original three.
Ciao.
I don't know. My answer is no. And that's the thing, too. Tammy said lies. I think Robin is lying. Low-key, though, I be thinking she's lying, too. Because I'm like, or you're either A, lying, or B, you are completely insulated from the sister wives things because you're so much of the favorite that you don't understand the true dynamics of it all and how it can impact you personally. Or you are simply lying and deciding not to see and understand this ain't gonna work. This dumb.
You know what this is when you got mud on your face. When you don't allow yourself, Robin, amen, is the someone. When you don't allow yourself to step back and like not even put yourself, but like to be so naive and like unaware as to what everybody else is saying. And you're like, that's good. This is great. And the problem is, it's like, girl, you're going to have mud in your face in a minute.
Yes. And did you get to the part where she low-key called the other? She was like, and they gained weight.
No!
Yes. There is a part on, I want to say it was last season, because I had to rewind it, because it literally sounded like she was trying to say, like, they gained weight, and that's why they're not.
Okay, Jesus. Okay, Jesus.
Girl, no, they didn't build on that land. That land's just going to stay there. No.
That land, they be having picnics out there. I be cracking up. This the most y'all going to do with this land is have a picnic every other week, okay?
The entire COVID years, the whole scenery is on that land because it's open air.
Because
they don't want to be in nobody's house.
They don't go to no... This is... I am all in. I hope you all are too. I can't wait. I have to finish this season that I'm on. I'm trying to get through. That's why I've been like binging. Every time I have a free moment, I haven't even been able to do much work because I've been like, I have to finish. I have to catch up. I have to. And I'm so invested and in awe of everything
August 20th.
That's going on. I'm just so confused with it all, but it's a good time. So.
Well, we'll be back next week, Monday, to talk about it because it comes out on this
20th,
Sunday.
Right? Sunday.
I need to figure out, we're not going to be home. We're coming home that day.
We come home on
Sunday. Oh, no, I come home early. Oh,
you come in on Sunday, right?
Yeah.
So we can come home and
I was going to say, though, I wanted to do almost like a watch party with people.
Oh.
I just don't know if the first episode's going to be anything. It's either going to be explosive or it might just be kind of like introductory.
I don't know how this one ends. How does this season end? But do they even care? Well, I will see.
Christine, the thing last season ended, actually, for me, I wasn't quite sure they were going to come back this season.
Oh, okay.
Christine is gone.
Okay.
She got her own new house.
I can't wait.
Yeah, she's gone.
Yet. Okay.
But it kind of, I almost felt like it could end here. And what happens with the rest of them, I don't know.
Yeah.
But now, because Janelle and Cody are separated, Mary and Cody seem to be separated. We already know Janelle is gone. It seems like they are taking us on that journey.
Okay.
So I would be intrigued to see if it continues beyond this season.
Okay. Okay. Well, yes, if you haven't, you still have time, catch up. You can do season 9. There are some you'll be able to realize where you can fast forward and you kind of get the point, especially when they be detouring and talking about the kids. Like, I'll be like, I don't care what your kids.
Those you can skip. Like, honestly, truly, when they're taking... Yeah. You know, let's take when the Real Housewives, when they're like,
camping.
Let's take a trip, skip that.
Skip all that.
Don't nothing happen. Just go to the next episode.
Can we skip to the
good
part?
Yeah, just skip all that. It's the dynamics between the adults.
That's you care about. That's you.
Yes.
That's 100%.
Yeah.
All right.
All right, y'all. Thanks so much for watching. We gave y'all hour and 15.
Girl.
I did watch the one-on-ones. I'm happy they got a new host for the one-on-ones and the reunions or whatever. Because that original host, I ain't lie to that, man. I watch on Hulu. What do you
watch on Hulu too.
Yeah, I watch on Hulu. All right.
Oh, Jesus.
Thank you guys so much for joining us today. Make your lychee martini.
Hey, man.
All right. I got this off of...
make your lychee.
I got this off of... off the Amazon, and then you could be the influencers be making the drink. So, like, go ahead and do your things.
Be all a
right,
mixer.
Y'all, be a mixer. Bye.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Did you know you can save up to 70% on the best brands just by shopping at FromRebel.com? We're talking about strollers, car seats, high chairs, espresso machines, cookware, everything you need for way less. Here's how it works. Every single day, Rebel drops thousands of new products on the site for up to 70% off. It is a constant stream of endless deals from top brands like Upa Baby, Nuna, Baby Bjorn, Breville, Nespresso, KitchenAid, Le Creuset, and more. But you have to act fast because every deal is one of a kind. So if you see something you love, make sure you add to cart fast. So stop paying full price when you don't have to. Whether it's baby gear, kitchen upgrades, or a treasure for your home you didn't know you needed, Rebel has it for way less, up to 70% less. Shop from Rebel.com and save big.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.